Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Bert Odelson is legislative counsel for some of the trustees, and she didn't show up last night, did she, Bert?
She wasn't at our board meeting, so what happened? The board meeting ran smoothly. A lot of business got done. The residents got to speak. The residents were answered. It was how a board meeting should run. It's very important, though, because she was going to appoint yet another village attorney and another police chief. But she was not there, so therefore she could not appoint anybody.
So and, she still has the power to appoint people in those positions.
She has the power to appoint with the advice and consent of the board. So the board has to approve it. If the board doesn't approve it, her appointee can serve for 30 days. That's what the judge has said in the litigation that we had against her. But she has to appoint. She wasn't there, didn't appoint, which is a big relief for the board and for the residents, because now we'll carry through until March without another board meeting. And, of course, the election's February 25th.
So, Bert, at the Thornton Township meeting that certainly not only made local news but national news, where basically a scrum broke out, some elderly residents almost got tipped out of their chairs, punches were thrown. She jumps out from behind the table, gets in the middle of the scrum. Is it true she lost her wig and her shoe?
I don't know. I can't comment. We just saw her fly in. She left her seat and flew into the middle of the crowd, and then she used that as an excuse why she didn't show up at the board meeting. She was worried about security.
Yeah, but she jumped into the thick of it.
I see it. You got to see it to believe it, right? Well,
yeah,
you can see it. So,
I didn't see you on TV or on video for the fight. Were you like one of those people with your dukes up but backing up, or how did that work?
No, it worked because I wasn't there. That's how it worked. I was focused on Dalton the night before, so I was not there.
After that meeting, Bert, people were banding together saying someone has to remove her. She has to be removed. She can no longer serve as mayor, but there's no one in a position of power to do that, is there?
No, there's nothing in the law. It's not about a position of power. No one individual can remove her. She can only be removed if she's found guilty of a felony in a court of law. Then she forfeits her seat. That's it. You remember, we've been 3 years from it, but we tried a recall 3 years ago, and the recall passed. The people recalled her, and then the appellate court said, nah, you know what, the question is too ambiguous. You can't understand it. In a decision of the appellate court, and they reversed the people recalling her. If that decision hadn't been reversed, we wouldn't have had this fund for the last 3 years.
And you might still have $5 million in the bank.
More than that, would have been able to build on that. But that, again, that's yesterday's newspaper, as they say. There's 3 weeks from today, we're going to have a new mayor in Dalton. It's the primary election, but the winner of the primary wins the April 1st.
Talk to me about insurance. People found out last night that they were uninsured.
Yeah, in Thornton Township, that she had let the insurance lapse. I'm sorry, in the village of Dalton, she let the insurance lapse. So now the board, Jason House, who's running for mayor, and the administrator are working today to get payment to reinstate the insurance. Yes.
I'm concerned about this, Bert. Are there no checks and balances in any of these small villages or towns where, when something as important as insurance coverage lapses, no one's there to pick up the ball or say, hey, we have to get this taken care of by close of business today?
No, it doesn't happen, because we have checks and balances. You have a mayor who is the executive, and you have a board who is the legislative, and then you have a manager or administrator who really is the CEO and runs the municipality. And in 99.9% of our municipalities, that's the way it is. You don't have issues like this. That's the reason it's made such national news. It's odd from the norm, and it's over the top because of her. And people, employees were afraid of her and still are afraid of her. So
that's why some people wouldn't cooperate, right?
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. But after February 25th, and Jason House is nominated as the new mayor, employees won't have to be afraid anymore, and we'll be on the upswing even before the April 1st election.
When she was elected by less than maybe a little more than 9%, less than 10% of the residents of Dalton. Do you think people will get off their butts and get out there and vote this time?
No doubt. If you follow them on Facebook under the Dalton Trustees page, you see how they're campaigning. You see the signs that are up for Jason House. There are no signs up for her anywhere. The people will vote because the people are just, we get 200 and 300 people at these village board meetings now. Right. And, of course, Thornton Township, she's already done there because we've taken her, off the ballot. She didn't make the ballot. So people will come out in Dalton this time. Yes, they will.
Thank you so much for joining us, Bert. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Legislative counsel for the Village of Dalton, that is Bert Odelson.